my goodness, look, it's Moletsi and Becky.
Yeah. Hello, Mr. Missing.
Hello, Uncle.
Very nice to meet you.
Very nice to meet you. We're going to start the podcast now. Thanks for coming through. That's wild.
We have, it's a pleasure.
Dude, you have political royalty here. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing. It's me, Chester Missing. Luckily, it would be weird if I was Cat McClala or Gate McKenzie. It's me, Chester Missing. Guys, our police force is a crime syndicate with a uniform. President Ramaphosa was for the first time not shocked at all because, of course, he knew the police force is more corrupt than a tender from the Eastern Cape. He could not call anyone around him out for corruption for all this time because, as the saying goes, let someone who has no money in his couch throw the first stone. To discuss the state of the nation, I have the legendary political analyst and the Mbeki that people actually like. It's Moletsi Mbeki. Hey, Uncle, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. Glad to be on your show.
It's an honor to have you, honestly. I've been wanting to talk to you for a very long time. Mr. Mbeki, what are the chances of the ANC surviving the next general elections?
Very slim. Very slim. Well, it lost the last general election. So it is definitely going to lose the next one.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah.
I expected it to be down to 32 or something, or 28 or whatever.
28?
Yeah, somewhere there. So no, it has already lost. Actually, you know who keeps the ANC in power?
Eskom.
No.
It was a power joke.
No, it is a Democratic Alliance.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's good. No shame. How are they going to... They're not going to cope with that. That's like finding out the reason the Kaiser Chiefs is still going is Orlando Pirates.
Well, they are keeping the ANC in power. They elected Cyril Ramaphosa to be president. The voters rejected Mr. Ramaphosa. As you know,
yeah,
there was an election in May 2024. And the voters threw out the ANC.
They're like, Futsak, leave if you go. I think the ANC stands less chance than a die to Gwede Mantashe's house. apparently, they're going through renewal. Don't you think the renewal will do something?
I haven't seen any evidence of this renewal. I've seen the old guard like your Gwede Mantashe, Cyril Ramaphosa. What's the other gentleman with a house in Constantia?
Oh, yeah, Paul Mashatile.
Oh,
Mr.
Right,
28.9
right.
million rand.
Yeah,
Brown Mokhotsi's second best friend.
Oh, yeah, the rich man with friends in high places. Anyway, so this is all the old guard. How do you renew yourself with the old 70-plus people? No, it's not. It's going. What's the opposite of renewal? Remind me, I don't know.
What is the opposite of renewal?
Yeah.
I don't know. Fikile Mbulula. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, if you renew a crime syndicate, you just get another crime syndicate. Listen, Uncle, what do you think of President Ramaphosa's response to General Mkhwanazi's accusations about police corruption?
As usual, he like kicked it to touch, as they say. Find a commission of inquiry. He has no opinion. This man has been president. First, he was deputy president. And then he became president after he overthrew Jacob Zuma, our favorite president.
Yeah.
And then he overthrew Jacob Zuma and he acted in his position. And then he got elected himself. But he knows nothing about making a decision. He's never made a decision in his life. So when he has to make a decision, he calls a commission of inquiry. And the commissioner makes the decision.
So he's just getting someone else to do it for him, basically.
Yes, he's getting someone to do it for him. So who is the new judge? Anyway, there's some judge. We have so many judges. You know, they keep cropping up of the woodwork to chair commissions.
Madlanga, this one, I think.
Oh, is that his name?
I don't know. Do we care? It doesn't matter. They're all the same thing. It's like ETV series. So. Ramaphosa loves commissions. I'm confident that every time Ramaphosa farts, he sets up a commission to discuss the results. Okay. Do you know what you call a fart commission?
No.
An emissions commission. I'm out!
Okay.
Listen, you know, one of the key players Mkhwanazi called out was this character, Brown Mokhotsi. You know, he was apparently involved in the CR17 campaign to elect Ramaphosa as the president of the ANC. If we get evidence that corruption was involved in Ramaphosa becoming president of the ANC, do you think he should resign?
Well, I don't think he's doing anything anyway. So whether he's there or he's not there, I don't think it matters much.
He's basically like this microphone. He's just there.
Yeah, he's just there.
He's just sitting there.
Yeah, he's just
The guy's got so much money. Why is he so scared of taking on the corrupt part of the ANC? Why, well, not that there is a non-corrupt part, but why is he so scared? He could get fired. So what? You'll have to go back to his cultured pala-pala and play with his money.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to him. He's just like keeping the chair warm.
Wow. He's
that
a chair warmer.
That is his assignment.
A Rama chair warmer. That's wild.
That is, yes.
That's... He's literally like an electric blanket for the next person to come along. Who's going to be the next ANC president? Is it going to be Paul Mashatile, Fikile Mbalula? Who's it going to be?
I'm told Mashatile. I'm told
Mashatile
is the front runner.
How do you rate MK as an official opposition?
I haven't seen them opposing anything. I've just seen them changing members of parliament, changing chief whips in parliament. I'm not sure what they actually do as an opposition.
I think that's their main job, is changing chief whips. They're the whip changers. They fire secretary generals faster than, I don't know, Gwede Mantashe changes suits. Actually, he doesn't change suits. That's his key problem, isn't it? Have you seen Gwede Mantashe's suits? He looks like he's wearing a tent from Outdoor Warehouse. Listen, my problem with MK is, from where I'm sitting, if they were any more cuck, Paul Mashatile would use them as an excuse. Why don't you think they can't get it together to take on the ANC? That must be the easiest job ever, to be the opposition to the GNU if you're MK.
I would have thought so, but they're busy with other things.
What are they busy with?
Well, changing whips.
Oh. We're too busy fighting ourselves to fight you. I'm sorry. That's true. They're busy. They're so busy opposing themselves, they don't have time to oppose the ANC.
Yeah, the changing treasurers, changing secretary generals, changing members of parliament. It's a big job.
The big job. Yeah, restructuring yourself so much.
Yeah, it's a big job.
Listen, why did the EFF fail as a political answer for South African working class? Because I was hopeful. I was like, oh my goodness, finally someone is going to speak truth to power. And then, nux.
Why did who fail?
EFF.
Oh, EFF.
You've heard of them?
Oh, yeah.
They're the guys in the Red Berets.
Vaguely,
EFF. There's a guy called Julius. Google him. He's amazing.
Well, you know, Julius is more interested in Julius, I think.
And Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, and Louis Vuitton. Yes, that's his. And you know, he has that machine that rises him up, raises him up.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
and then
Julius.
And puts up
confetti. There was a messiah complex there.
And then it has confetti that is come. So he's more interested in marketing himself than in advancing the working class.
Oh, my goodness. So it's brand Julius.
Yeah,
it's just one
Julius,
ad campaign for Julius.
Yes.
Do you think he went wrong with that thing? He's lifting the poor, and by the poor, he means himself.
Yes, that is himself.
Literally.
That's wow. About himself.
If you ask Julius how was work today, he's going, it was up and down. Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's what happens if you get a one-man lift to nowhere. Listen, 50% of South Africa lives in poverty. Why has no party arisen that actually represents the poor and the working class?
Well, the ANC says it represents them. MK Party says it represents them. DA says it represents. Everybody says they represent the poor, so the poor are confused.
The poor are confused?
Yeah, they don't know.
Oh, they're confused because everyone says you. Okay.
They don't know who represents them.
But surely the poor aren't stupid, so they can see, wow, you guys are stealing, and they look at the DA and go, you guys are racist, and then they look at Gayton and go, we don't know what the hell you're doing, but it involves selfies with the Springboks.
So
why are the poor fooled by this rubbish?
They just stay at home. They don't vote.
Yeah, there's voter apathy now, isn't there?
Yeah, they stay at home and not vote.
What would it take to get poor South Africans out and to vote and to stand behind a leader?
Well, they should form their own party. That, in my view, is the only solution. The poor should form their own. Instead of listening to all these guys who pretend to be looking after their interests. They should form their own party, the Poor People's Party. There you are. And then make a revolution.
That would be fun. Didn't they try that at Macro in Durban?
Well, there you are.
The only problem with forming a party is that it requires resources, money, and leaders.
No.
The thing about the poor is they don't have those things.
The rich will give them the money.
Why would the rich give them a revolutionary fund to overthrow the exact rich that they're going to overthrow?
The rich have their money outside the country, so they're not worried.
But why would anyone? Why would the people who fund parties from? I don't know who funds parties, Uncle Malizzi. I don't know. But don't you know? Phone them?
I do know.
The Oppenheimers, I don't know who it is. Kat Matlala.
Yes, but they have their money outside the country, most of their money.
Would they give it to poor people is what I'm asking you. What would incentivize them to do that?
It's because the poor people haven't asked for the money.
They haven't asked?
They haven't asked, no.
I don't know if you've driven through Joburg. Just go, when you drive through Joburg, at every traffic lights, there's a poor person asking for the money.
But those are not the rich. The guys who are driving through the traffic lights are not the ones with the money.
No, but what? Oh, I see what you're saying. You're not the target market, the people in private jets.
They have to go to the airport, to the private airports, to Lanseria. You know, in Lanseria, they have private parking site. They have to go to Owatambo, on the far end of Owatambo Airport. That's where the rich park their private jets.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
If you want money from the rich, going to the traffic lights won't help you because...
Stop going to traffic lights, you fools! That's not where they got the cash!
They don't have the cash.
So the problem is...
Go to the airports, to the private airports. That's where the money is.
But well, you know what I'm suspicious of is that it's not in the rich's interest to give people the poor people the money to change the society we live in, because this racist, classist society we have was a product of Cecil John Rhodes and apartheid that drove the money up the hierarchy. Yeah. It never trickles down; it trickles up. So why, opposite what Helen Ziller tells everyone, why would any rich person give poor people the money even if they asked? Is what I'm really confused about.
Well. It's because the rich don't want the poor to burn down their palaces.
Exactly. So they're never going to get the money.
So they'll give them the money and say, you burn everybody else's palace.
Oh,
burn Mashatile's palace, my palace.
Genius. Burn my palace last. Leave my palace alone.
Yes, yes.
Okay, rich people, start a party so that all the other palaces get burnt. Wow.
The palace of the politician.
That's the most cynical and most accurate version of this conversation I've ever heard. Why would the rich give poor money? So you don't moor me.
Yeah.
Cock funny. Okay, look, it's like running away from a bear. I don't have to be faster than the bear. I just have to be faster than you.
Yeah, well, there you are.
Yeah.
But the rich got rich because they are schemers. They know how to manipulate, to scheme, plot.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And that's what they do.
Listen.
So they will give the poor money to form their own party.
I just didn't know that was possible. Now they've explained why they would give the money. Suddenly a whole world of greed and nastiness has opened up. Thank you for giving me nightmares. I didn't know puppets could get nightmares, and I've hung out with Fikile Mbalula. Listen.
You hang out with Fikile Mbalula?
Yeah, we're the same height. We wear the same clothes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
We go to the same clothes. We're exactly the same clothes size.
He's a nice man, I think.
I like the "I think" at the end there. That was nice. He is a nice guy, actually. I don't know about who he hangs out with himself. He smells like Mashatile, but he's friendly to me.
Oh, he's okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the man myself. I only see him occasionally on television.
That's because you're not a political puppet.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's good to meet Mbeki, who isn't. Listen, should we cancel BEE?
Yes, I know BEE is a fraud.
Wow. How much did Helen Ziller pay you to give that answer?
No, she paid me nothing.
But You know why she paid you nothing? Wait, you know why she paid you nothing?
This is my own answer.
It's because you didn't ask. Oh! No, but seriously, why? Don't we need to help poor black people, uplift them?
No, it's my own answer.
I'm joking.
I made it up myself.
You went, well done. This is why you're in the big bucks.
Yeah, thank you.
What? But why do you give that answer?
Oh, you mean about BEE?
Oh, yeah, we're talking about BE now.
No, BE is misleading the people. They say they are uplifting black people, but they're uplifting a handful of rich ANC politicians. That's all.
No, I got you on that. But what I more mean is like broad-based black economic empowerment.
No, there's so nothing equity broad-based in, about it.
Really?
Nothing.
Why? What about getting black people into, okay, like more middle class kind of jobs, but that you have some level of black ownership, workers get ownership of the company, you have black suppliers. Is that not helping poorer black people?
No. How does it help? I mean, they are there already. If you go to a gold mine, I've been to a platinum mine, by the way.
Oh,
very
wow.
Deep platinum mine in Ruston. Lots of black people underground. So they are there in the economy. So...
it's just not helping them.
No, they get paid some.
But doesn't it? What about the system whereby by white capitalists and black capitalists who've got in board, you know, Ramaphosa and co. Why wouldn't the money just keep going to them instead of an economy? Because you know this idea that if the economy grows, all boats rise. That's what Helen Zille and co. say ask her against BE. But the problem is that only works if you own a boat. And so if you don't have education and access and resources, you're never going to benefit from a growing economy.
Well, our economy is not growing anyway.
Yeah, that is true.
And as you say, if you don't have a boat, then if the tide is rising, well, actually you're going to drown.
Yeah, wow, that's... most depressing nice guy I've ever met in my life.
You're going to drown. So you're better off with the boats not rising.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. So, in other words, if the economy doesn't grow, you might as well just stay where you are. Oh, my goodness, guys. Happy birthday to all of you watching today. Uncle Maletsi, why do you think the land expropriation bill is actually a threat to property rights in South Africa? Or is it a way to actually fix some of the injustices of the past?
No, I don't think it's a threat to... You know, they can't do anything. They are not able. They can't expropriate land. So don't worry.
They're too incompetent. God. That's funny.
Mr. Missing, do you own land?
No, but I don't have an ID book. I live in a suitcase.
I own a suitcase. Sorry. Sad to hear.
I know. Fikile is the same. He's also kept in a suitcase. Ramaphosa keeps in a suitcase.
I can get you an ID book. I understand you can find some. You can buy some in, what's the suburb called? Hillbrow.
You could arrange it.
Okay,
it's a deal.
You can buy an ID book in Hillbrow.
I don't have money. I'll give you a massage.
Okay, you give the guy who...
I give the guy a massage.
Yeah.
You're just going to be the middleman.
And he'll give you the ID book.
Oh, genius. I can't wait. My life is changing, guys. Once I get an ID book, I'm out of here, bitches.
Yeah, then you can vote.
Then I can. I know. I've never voted in my life before.
Then you can vote.
I'm like a Zimbabwean. Listen, why does Donald Trump hate us so much?
Donald Trump, I don't know. I think Donald Trump, he wants to control our country. He wants our country.
He
loves the Afrikaners.
He does.
You an Afrikaner? No,
no,
with the
I'm
name
not.
Like missing.
I'm not. No, I'm not. Even the head of my bum's not an Afrikaner. There's okay. Zero Afrikaner
but
around.
But he loves the Afrikaners.
He does.
Yes. So he doesn't hate all South Africans. He loves some South Africans.
Okay. So
and he invited
race?
Them to come and be
they
refugees.
They did go live there. Fake refugees.
Yes. Yes.
I know.
They become refugees there.
I know. They got driven to the airport by a Zimbabwean who's a refugee so they could go to America to pretend to be a refugee. No sense. He's charging tariffs on Nazis. Maletsi and Becky. Yeah, a Nazi is attacking our Nazis.
Well, there you are.
It's madness. What should the government have done to stop these tariffs?
What should they have done?
Yeah, what should they have done?
Well, Trump said they had to get rid of BEE. They should have cancelled Black Economic Empowerment.
But Ramaphosa can't do that because he'll lose all support within the ANC if he does.
Oh, well, then now we are lumbered with tariffs.
Right, so effectively, this is the ANC's incapacity to deal with Trump's request. Isn't Trump's request kind of racist, though? We got a white supremacist kind of cat telling South Africans how to handle their business. Isn't that kind of a little bit racisty?
It may be, but, you know, he's a big market.
That's true.
So we want to sell our nachos to him, our wine, our cars. So we have to do what he wants us to do.
Yeah.
He says, get rid of BEE.
Oh, God,
anyway, I want to get rid of BEE. So I'll be quite happy if
You were fine with the whole concept to start
Trump
with.
On it.
Oh my God. I can't believe it. But wasn't there a sliver of a case against the ICJ and our stance on Gaza and the genocide there?
No, you
there?
Never mentioned that.
Oh, so you think that has nothing to do with it?
No, it has nothing to do with it. You remember he received Mr. Ramaphosa in the White House.
Yes, he did.
He never mentioned ICJ.
Not once, not even for a second.
Not once, not even in passing. So he's not interested in ICJ. He's interested in protecting the Africana farmer, which I think is a good idea. And then he's interested in getting rid of BEE, which I think is a good idea. So
you're just on board with Trump.
I'm almost a Trumpist.
You're smelling a bit Stellenboshy right now. I'm not going to lie. It's sounding a little bit Stellenboshy. But I mean, listen, you know, this whole thing of, you know, Afrikaans farmers are not being genocided. They're being murdered the same as all the rest of South Africa
but
is.
Now he wants them protected. So now the ANC should say, yes, we'll protect them. Since they are not being murdered anyway. Actually, it costs nothing. Just tell Trump.
Oh, my God, that's
we'll
hilarious.
Protect them.
No, it's fine. We're protecting them.
Yes.
I guess it's an ego thing then.
That's all you have to do. Yeah. And then...
said, oh, we'll stop the murders that aren't happening at the levels
murders.
You're saying.
Thank you for telling us about the genocide.
And then we move along.
And then we'll get rid of BEE. And that's it. And then tariffs will go away. It's easy.
You make it sound easy, but it didn't look easy while it was happening.
No, no, it is easy. Mr. Bissing, I am telling you, it is easy. It's easy to do.
We should start a band.
Just get the gentleman in union buildings to tell Trump. He doesn't have to do anything, actually. Just tell Trump that we're going to stop the genocide against the Afrikaners.
To say, we're stopping the genocide.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it stopped already. That was fast.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and we can't stop Julius Malema singing, kill the boy, kill the farmer. But we'll denounce it. We can denounce
just
it.
Just say, don't do it, and that's all it would have taken.
Don't do it.
Because do you think that Julius should...
You don't have to do anything. You just say.
Just say it.
Just say
wow.
it.
You are the most practical person I've ever had on this podcast. I'm coping with how real that was. Just say it. Just say it.
Just say, Julius, stop it. And Trump will be happy. The tariffs will be gone. And Elon Musk will be happy. The tariffs will be gone. And we're back to square one, which was our happy space. It's easy.
I'm just trying to feel a happy space. That was a weird concept. We're in our happy space in South Africa. Aren't we part of a whole BRICS thing where we're fighting standing up to the Western homogeny, a Western Western power? Hegemony is the word I was looking for.
Standing up to what?
Oh, wow. Isn't that what they did? Isn't that what apartheid was? Isn't that what you were doing there when you were fighting apartheid there, around?
No, we're supported by the Western powers.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
We didn't fight against...
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. Wow. Okay, that's a shift of the traffic lights.
We were protected by Margaret Thatcher. For example, Scotland Yard used to protect the ANC office in London.
Oh, wow.
And I think the CIA protected, and the FBI, the ANC office at the United Nations
So
in
don't
New
you
York.
Believe in BRICS then?
I don't know if they do or not.
No, don't you believe in BRICS?
Oh, I believe in BRICS. I believe in BRICS, but I'm not the government of South Africa.
No, that's definite. If anything was obvious, why does South Africa not have an ambassador to America?
Well, the Americans kicked out the ambassador.
They did?
Yes, we had an ambassador.
And now we've gotten Thabisi Jonas as a special envoy.
Yeah, well,
what is that? It makes him sound like he's a discounted Checkers on special this week. It's Thabisi Jonas.
Apparently, he is special envoy to Mexico as well, and to Canada as well.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Greenland, everywhere.
Yeah, maybe Greenland. Yeah, Greenland is in North America, right? He's special envoy to North America. So he's a very busy man. He may be in Greenland as we speak.
Probably, because he can't get in anywhere else.
Watching the ice melt.
He can't get a visa. So he went to Greenland. Listen, if you were the president of South Africa instead of that other Mbeki, what would you do today to fix South Africa?
Well, I'll get rid of BEE. And then I'll fix the electricity. make sure we have a surplus of electricity. Then I would do green energy. You know, the whole world is turning green.
Yep.
We are still burning coal.
Yeah.
You know, the people who invented the steam engine were the British.
Yep.
They invented 200 years ago. I can't remember. You remember a man called Stevenson's rocket?
Stevenson's rocket. I've never heard of this in my life. Oh, yeah. You sound like you're making cuck up.
He invented the steam engine, which burned coal.
Yep.
So they were the first people to burn coal. They've stopped burning coal. So we have to stop also.
But Bernard, we have coal. So they made their money by burning coal. We should burn coal because it's a cheaper way to get electricity. Surely, I mean, if they got their industrial revolution via coal, why can't we benefit from the same system? They destroyed the climate, not us.
Yeah, but now we're going to die anyway if we continue. So.
Oh. Okay, fair enough. If we're all going to die, so you might as well fix it. Okay. So,
yes.
Final question.
But we have lots of sunshine.
We do have sunshine.
If you go to the Northern Cape, there's plenty of sunshine there. You should put up this, what do they call them, photovoltaic cells, whatever.
All that stuff.
And then you have green energy.
Even if you go to KZN, there's a lot of sunshine. Because it shines out of you-know-who's bum. Listen. Guess who you know who is. Listen, this is last one. I'm getting a bit silly, Uncle Maletsi, but has anyone ever told you that you sound a lot like your brother?
No, nobody has.
It's in your throat. It's like, like a half queer day.
Nobody has told me that.
Well, I think you should prank call the president. In fact, I want you to try it for me now. I want you to look into that camera in front of you, and I want you to say, I am an African. Say it in your voice.
I am an African.
And Paul Mashatile.
And I just found out just now. Thank you, Mr. Missing, for telling me I am an African.
It's a pleasure. I would have thought your brother would have said it to you, but no. Apparently he didn't. And then you got to say, and Paul Mashatile is a Kabega scoundrel bastard.
Then I might get arrested. You know?
Yes, I know. You might, although you might not. You know why you won't get arrested? They're not arresting anybody.
I might be the first person.
Yeah, you were the first on the NPA list. No, it's not Kat Matlala. No, it's not Jacob Zuma. No, it's not Paul Mashatile. It's Uncle Maletsi and Becky. Thank you for coming through to the podcast. I really appreciate it. It was an honor to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Respect. Guys, please like, subscribe, share, follow. Let us know in the comment section who you would like us to talk to. It was wonderful to have you on the podcast yet again. This was Real Talk with Chester Missing. Okay, bye. Thanks for coming.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, can I go now?
If you like.
Okay.
We could stay here.
I do have a home, so bye.
Do you? I live in a suitcase. I live in this room.
I promise you to get you an ID book.
He's getting me an ID book, guys. You heard it here. And if he lies, I'm taking it up with the NPA. Bye.